WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now that a debt ceiling deal has been reached between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the work goes on to secure enough votes that it passes, and that it passes before the June 5th deadline. After that, ABC's Rebecca Jarvis runs down one consequence of failing to act.
We'll see it reflected in things like those mortgage rates. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage could spike to 8.4% in the event of a default, increasing those monthly payments on a $400,000 mortgage by as much as $500 a month.
A series of drones hit a residential neighborhood in Moscow. Russia claims they were sent from Ukraine. No claims of responsibility. After nearly 5 years, the defendant in the deadly attack on a Pittsburgh area temple will face trial. Opening statements happened this morning. 11 people were shot and killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2011. A shooting on a boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida, has left 9 people injured, including a 1-year-old baby. This is ABC News. Plans to take down an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, after a partial collapse over the weekend, are now on hold. A 9th survivor was pulled alive from the rubble. Heading to federal prison today, the founder of the failed blood testing company Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes. She's set to serve 11 years for fraud. And thousands of people are making a pilgrimage to rural Missouri over the weekend to see the remains of a nun who died 4 years ago.
The body of Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster was recently exhumed from a grave in Gower, Missouri, to make way for a St. Joseph shrine. But when they opened her wooden casket, they found she had not deteriorated, but was nearly intact, despite the fact she was never embalmed. The Diocese of Kansas City says it is investigating the nun as a case of incorruptibility, which could indicate a condition of holiness, though anthropologists say it's not unusual for a body to be exhumed and show little decay. Her body will be placed in a glass shrine. Visitors will be allowed to take dirt from her grave.
That's ABC's Kent Martin. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Home sales are down in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales in April are down 32.5% compared to last year, largely due to a lack of inventory. And that means it remains a seller's market, with buyers facing plenty of competition and high prices. In order to get back to a more balanced state, Wisconsin would have to add 21,000 listings, more than double the number that are currently for sale. If you're going to be visiting state parks in Wisconsin this weekend, you may want to stop at less popular destinations. The DNR says it's expecting big crowds over the long weekend at Devil's Lake State Park. Alternatives include Mirror Lake, Governor Dodge, Natural Bridge State Park, Pike Lake, and the Great Sauk Trail. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
This Memorial Day, pledge to do better, pledge to remember the fallen, pledge to honor our veterans, pledge to make our country a better place to live. We, the member stations of Civic Media, join our voices in saluting those who have come before, those serving now, and those who have given everything to keep us free and truly be the land of
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you to Miss Miller's class at Howe Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me...
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside...
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, I want to bounce this off of you, Calvin. There's this move, man, to go to a 4-day work week. And because the people who are pushing for the 4-day work week are saying, you know, Americans work too much. And, you know, many places in different parts of the world, especially in European areas, they get, you know, a lot more breaks and vacations than we do in America. And so the push is to go to a 32-hour work week. And I got to tell you, man, I'm a guy who worked 60 hours as a young man. You know, we worked in the auto industry and things were booming. And so we would work 7 days a week, sometimes 12 hours a day. And certainly we were well compensated for it because back in those days, there were laws that made sure you got time and a half and double time for the overtime hours that you worked. So we were well compensated for all of those extra hours that we worked. And so we were working 6-7 days a week for years, decades, actually. And so when I hear people say, you know, we need to go to 32 hours as opposed to 40 hours of work, here's the caveat. There's a conversation in this country that, okay, let's go to the 4-day work week. But you go to the 4-day work week, you don't get any increased pay. So instead of getting paid for 5 days a week, you'll get paid for 4 days a week. Your thoughts, man? You want to go to the 4-day work week?
Not if you only get paid for 4 days.
Hey, man. Well, that's our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Calvin just said it. For all of the people who are pushing for the 4-day work week, Calvin, you only get paid for the 4 days. You don't, that fifth day, You won't get paid for.
Yeah, which defeats the whole purpose of the 4-day work week. All the studies of I have seen dealing with the 4-day work week say that workers are more focused, they're fresher, they're more productive on a 4-day work week, but they have to be being compensated as the same as they were for a 5-day work week. Otherwise, they're obviously not going to be incentivized to work.
So the problem, one of the other, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What say you? So here's the other side of that coin, Calvin. Okay, so you're getting one extra day off with less money in your pocket to enjoy the day off because you're only getting paid for 4 days. So to have the extra day and no money, you know, to enjoy it, come on, man. Because that's the flip side of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting less pay, you might not even have a house to spend those 2 days.
So the thing is, so I'm paid. So you're saying I want to spend more time with my family. I want this. I want that. Can you have it both ways? And so is any business going to say, hey, we work at the radio station, Calvin. And we say, hey, we want another day off. And the owner is certainly not going to say, okay, we're going to pay you for 5 days, but you only work 4. What are the chances of that happening, man?
0.
I know. So then why do people continue to push for the 4-day work week? 844-967-2789. I can't say I blame people for pushing for a 4-day work week if they can get it. You know, and if that 4-day work week goes to 10 hours as opposed to 8, you can get the 4-day work weekend, but you'll work 10 hours a day as opposed to 8 hours a day. How does that sit with you?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think it depends on the person. Some people might prefer that. I think having an extra 3 days, if you're getting having a 3-day weekend, if you're getting the same amount of hours, does have a lot of perks. But I mean, working 5 every day is a long day.
You know, man, the other part of all of this is it's a pipe dream. It's not going to happen in this country, even though there are people who keep pushing for it. And maybe I'm just an old guy who doesn't see, you know, life through a different prism as a young person. But I can't see. You know, we already live in a society where there are companies that won't allow people to get 40 hours of work in intentionally because they'd be forced to give them benefits. So we live in a society that won't even do the right thing from that perspective. They'll make sure they keep you at 37.6 hours or whatever it is, 37 point whatever it is, because there's apparently some law that says if you work 40 hours, you have to get benefits. But if we can't even get that added into the equation, there's no possible way, I think, that we're going to ever come to a point where there's a 4-day work week. Now, and I think, Calvin, it may matter. I mean, here you are. You're sitting in a cushy chair in a control environment. And so that's what you're doing. Well, what about a guy or a young lady who's working, you know, in a sawmill? You know, it's a little bit different there. And depending on the type of work that one does, I think it certainly matters because I was one of those people who worked in industry, who was a laborer. And when we worked, we worked. We clearly physically had to put some labor in. And so, you know, if you were able, whenever you got some time off, you were appreciative of it. But, you know, this four-day work week has been an ongoing issue and a conversation that I think may never come to fruition. Although I would not be opposed to anybody who is looking to spend time with their families, because after all, that's kind of what this whole thing is about, and the purpose eventually for why you're working and why you're doing those things. So anyway, that's the name of that tune. I wanted to go to where is it at? Okay. I seem to have here it is. So the debt ceiling is upon us. We're going to find out where the rubber meets the road now, because Joe Biden and Kevin McCarthy have apparently come to some kind of agreement that they're going to be able to put something on the table that's palatable to both Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden. And now they both have to convince both their sides, on what kind of a decision they both came up with. And I will tell you, it's not going to be easy. This debt ceiling and whether or not they're going to be able to come to a consensus is not exactly a deal that is going to be consummated. And that's where the danger, inherent danger lies. Because Kevin McCarthy has to convince many on his side who wanted major cuts, massive cuts across programs that in many instances would really be damaging to Republicans. You know, you're talking about Social Security, Medicare, and those kinds of things, and many of the other programs that Republicans, these benefits that people receive, that they're living on the margin, and the benefits that are out there, the safety net benefits. Don't fool yourself. Those safety net benefits aren't just earmarked for Democrats. So as the Republicans keep pushing to cut these benefits, you best believe that they're cutting their own people's throats. Because if the nation is split down the middle, 50% Democrats and 50% Republicans, that means the same thing is so when it comes to the safety net. And so it's easy to point the finger and say Democrats are the ones taking advantage of the safety net, but it wouldn't be accurate. Listen, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Be right back.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are
all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 85. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight lows dip down to about 59. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 87. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I was just thinking, imagine if you're a conservative, right? If you're a conservative. And you did not want, you know, Joe Biden. They don't want Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden is this and Joe Biden is that. And so, you know, he's too old and Joe Biden has messed up everything. And Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, right? So imagine that. But then imagine the alternative, Calvin. Imagine this. The alternative is Donald Trump. Hey, Donald Trump or... what's the guy in Florida, man? I forgot his name.
Ron DeSantis.
Oh, Ron DeSantis. Now just think about it, man. This is your choice.
Hey, CJ will say tell you that Nikki Haley is one of the choices.
No, but Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump. Now, we're laughing, but that is their... that's going to be their choice. Hey, man, this is a nightmare. But these are the two people in the end that they're going to have to choose to possibly be president of the United States. We already know Donald Trump. But who in their right mind wants the United States to be like Florida? Come on, man. Look at what they're doing in Florida. Who wants that? Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack. How you doing, my friend? Jack, imagine. The choice is Donald Trump. Oh, I keep forgetting the other guy's name. What's his name?
That would be Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis. Hey, Jack, if you had to choose between the two of them, come on, man.
I mean, between somebody that essentially fomented an attempted coup against our government and another guy who not only is acting like a fascist by banning books, banning classes, re-educating what can be taught in classes, vilifying groups that are no threat to anybody. I could go on and on, but there's something else about this guy. You may not remember, you probably do. During the height of the pandemic, DeSantis ordered schools to be kept open and said that businesses could be kept open,
yes,
but didn't require a vaccination.
Yes.
And my Florida friends gave him the nickname Ron Death Sentence instead of DeSantis. Seemed to think it was pretty appropriate. But this is an issue with the Republican Party, and it I won't say it started, but it became absolutely worse under Obama when McConnell said, "My whole purpose in governing
to make sure that he doesn't get reelected."
Sure Obama, exactly. Fortunately, it didn't work, but that's that. This is my impression for at least the last 20 years of the Republican Party. We're going to do everything we can. If we're not in total absolute power, like they were for 2 years under Trump, if we're not in absolute power, we're going to do everything we can to wreck the government and then get on Fox and get on Newsmax and get on every possible media platform there is and blame the Democrats for it, even though we're the ones that are trying to wreck the government. I got called in about this a little bit a while ago. Basically, the Republicans are saying, oh, the economy is terrible. It's a huge inflation and so on and so forth. But the economy is really, it's booming.
It is.
People are, adding jobs at record rates. There's more household
income. Well, but they'll say Donald Trump did that.
Yeah, well, it's too late to give Donald Trump credit for it at this point, I think. But the bottom line to that is, how can you wreck the economy? What's the best, most solid, most certain way to wreck the economy? Oh yeah, don't pay our bills. That would wreck your personal economy if you did that. I guarantee.
Hey, Jack, hang on a second. Bill, I see you. We'll come back to you after the break. 844, it's a short break. Hang on. 967-2789. We'll be right back.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Now that a debt ceiling deal has been reached between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the work goes on to secure enough votes that it passes, and that it passes before the June 5th deadline. After that, ABC's Rebecca Jarvis runs down one consequence of failing to act.
We'll see it reflected in things like those mortgage rates. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage could spike to 8.4% in the event of a default, increasing those monthly payments on a $400,000 mortgage by as much as $500 a month.
A series of drones hit a residential neighborhood in Moscow. Russia claims they were sent from Ukraine. No claims of responsibility. After nearly 5 years, the defendant in the deadly attack on a Pittsburgh-area temple will face trial. Opening statements happened this morning. 11 people were shot and killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2011. A shooting on a boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida has left 9 people injured, including a 1-year-old baby. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Baseball's commissioner says Wisconsin needs to meet its obligation to keep up American Family Field. Rob Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday to make his case. Milwaukee County Board Member Steve Taylor says he has mixed feelings.
Well, I don't want to see the Milwaukee Brewers go somewhere else. I mean, that's what's happening in Oakland. And so 2030 is coming. I just don't think it's right that the taxpayers foot the bill.
Governor Evers wants the legislature to use part of the state's $7 billion surplus to meet the public's ballpark maintenance obligations. A new report says all but 3 University of Wisconsin campuses will lose money next year. System President Jay Rothman is pushing lawmakers for more money for the UW system in the state budget. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddy Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
VA has a new life
insurance. At any time on the...
at 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. So I was, before we went to break, I was talking with Jack from Merrimack and others about, you know, when you have a choice as a conservative, and we do know that this is going to be the final two standing, regardless of what anybody says, it's going to be DeSantis and Donald Trump. And that's your choice. just try to wrap your mind around that. We know who and what Donald Trump is. There's never been another person like him in the history of mankind. No question whatsoever. And especially to have risen to the presidency of the United States. He's back with that same act that he had 3 years ago, doubling down on it, you know, making it clear to everybody that he knows it all and nobody knows anything more than he does, that he's the brightest man and the brightest star in the universe. This is what this man actually believes. Never mind that the wise person realizes how little they know, not that they know everything. Here's a man who says he knows everything. And we've looked at his record, and we know who and what he is. And then Ron DeSantis, who clearly has some psychological issues that he feels that he's got to make decisions and impact the lives of people, never mind whether it makes sense or not. But he wants to make it clear that to everybody that he's in charge. Hey, Jack, thanks for holding on. You say what quickly, my friend.
Well, Trump is very much like Erdogan in Turkey. And this is typical authoritarian fascist policy. I and I alone have all the answers. I and I alone can solve it. That's the premise that he's running on. And that's the premise that Erdogan won on, in fact. So these guys are dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
Dangerous to democracy. Another one of your commentators says every day almost that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. I would say no, not in this case. Fascism.
Have another term is a good idea, but then again, Maybe Joe can handle it.
You mean Ron the Sanctimonious?
Come on. Listen to that guy for 5 minutes. A grown man fights with a mouse. He fights with a mouse. How many governors fight with a mouse? And then they're pulling all this business out of him, and he sits there with a dumb look on his face. Wrong word. And like, geez, why would a business pull out? Well, guess what, Ron? The insurance companies are leaving in droves, too, because I've had friends in Florida that can't even get their insurance claims paid because of Ron DeSanctimonious.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, let's go back to CJ. CJ, go ahead, man.
Well, to listen to a bunch of Democrats try to explain about Republicans.
No, what do you mean? Try to explain. It's out there for the world to see. CJ, it's out there for the world to see. It's called television.
There are 1,000 people a day moving to Florida because of low taxes, and they found out what they gave power back to the parents. They found out during COVID what they were and weren't teaching them. So they gave the bill that was passed was parental rights in education. That was the bill.
CJ.
You want to call it something else.
Hey, CJ.
Some great
I'm asking you, CJ, I'm asking you, Ron DeSanctimonious or Donald Trump?
I'm saying Tim Scott.
Oh, man, come on, man.
It was Nikki Haley the other day, Earl.
Yeah, I know it was Nikki Haley the other day. Let's see. Nikki Haley, I think, is polling about 4 points. Nikki Haley is posting about 4 points. Tim Scott is posting about 2. So the chances of either one of them getting a chance, come on, man. It's either going to be Ron DeSanctimonious or Donald Trump. Which one?
Well, I'm voting for either. I'm voting for the whoever wins the primary. I don't care who it is, because they beat a senile man who's hiding in his basement that's bought and paid for by China.
And so, CJ, I've been for a man who's been hiding in his basement. Joe Biden has been traveling all over the world. I've been watching him. I've been watching all the interviews that he's been doing. Have you bothered to watch any news related things? You said the man's hiding in his basement. Who is the person then that we're seeing traveling all over the world? Who is that?
Well, he sure was.
Come on, man! You just said the man's hiding in his basement. I just told you he's as visible as any person you ever want to see. He's traveling all over the world. You see him. How's he hiding in his basement?
He hasn't answered a question since the first of the year.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't do press conferences. He's
okay. Well, I know, but you just said he's hiding in his basement, CJ. We've already proven that was a lie. So now you change it and switch to something else.
Well, the mere fact is he's the worst president ever.
Oh, now he's the worst president ever, according to CJ.
Ever.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call, CJ. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay, man. Ken, which one, man? Ron DeSanctimonious or Donald Trump?
Hey, did you listen to your guy yesterday at the Memorial Day speech? He couldn't even read off the punch cards, that idiot.
No, who are you talking about?
He doubled up about 16 times. Your buddy Biden.
Oh, okay.
Did you listen to his speech yesterday?
No, I didn't. I missed that.
You got the balls to make fun of Santos, that everybody's going to Florida. How many times have you been to Florida, Earl?
What does it have to do with
You're knocking, you criticize Florida, but seems to me all you guys that criticize them, you sure travel down there a lot for vacation, don't you?
Well, I don't travel down to Florida for vacation. And I'll also say this, man, because CJ said it, and you probably, all these different people that are moving down to Florida, the truth is many people are leaving Florida because of the natural disasters. Are any of you aware that there are many natural disasters that befall Florida every year? Huh?
Yes, Earl. Do you understand what's going on in California? That's a Democratic-made natural disaster. Everybody's flocking out of California, going to Florida or Texas or Tennessee. That's the fact.
And you guys
got the balls to sit there and make fun of a guy that's running a state that has no income tax?
Hey, Ken. Ron the Sanctimonious or Donald Trump? Which one of those two losers?
Both. President and vice president.
You can't have both. Well, who's going to be the president?
Why not?
Have to make sure you don't call again. He used a dreaded F word, man. So listen, I get it, man. You know, it hurts you and others. You guys on the right, and I don't even know why it should be. It almost appears to me, Calvin, that it should be the other way. The people on the left should be called right, because they're right about the things they're talking about. These people on the right side of things, they aren't right because they're right. Come on, man. Hey, Bill, you're back, man. Did you hear that guy?
Hey, you got to keep those guys on. They're the best thing that happened to the Republican Party since Donald Trump. And the guy swore at you. The reason they get upset, talk over you, scream and holler, they can't handle facts. They can't handle facts. And they're entertaining. Invite more of these, I won't call them a bad name, invite more of these gentlemen on. And let's hear them show us their intelligence. And please talk over Earl every time you call. Please swear, show your intelligence. Please shout and get mad. Because you're telling us by your very delivery of your lack of intellect why we don't need Dumb and Dumber.
So, Bill, they don't want me saying that it's either Trump or Ron the Sanctimonious. And for them, it's going to come down to that. Either one of them. And then they hear CJ say, who is Tim Scott? I mean, come on. You know, and Calvin is right. Last week or week before last, CJ said Nikki Haley. I mean, come on, man. Are they not?
Keep them on, Earl.
So,
keep
them on. Hey, Bill. Thank you very much for the call, Bill. Are they not lucid? I mean, are these guys? I mean, their minds not working right. Listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
And he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the US Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then,
great to listen to while having a Liney's and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 85. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 59. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 87. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do,
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. So Calvin, here's man, a once-in-a-lifetime deal that may interest you. You know, the U.S. is giving away and selling others at auction. Have you ever wanted a lighthouse?
I wonder if I could put that in my backyard.
So 10 lighthouses are up for sale or to be given away by the federal government of the United States. You have been in a lighthouse, man?
I have not.
You know, there's one in the city of Milwaukee. I think I've been in a lighthouse, and you know that they're kind of they're unusual, man. You know, here's one in Rhode Island. It's 51 feet high, and it was built in 1842. You know, I was talking with State Representative Evan Gorky earlier about the home that they bought, he and his wife, and that they're was built in 1894 and that they're renovating. Can you imagine how much work would have to go into the renovation of these lighthouses that were built in some instances? Here's one, 1911, you know, 1895. On and on and on. Maybe you want to put a bid in on one.
Maybe it would be a pretty slick pad.
So here's where they are. The four lighthouses being sold at auction include Cleveland Harbor, West Pierhead Light, a 50-foot, 15.5-meter steel tower dating back to 1900 that is only accessible by boat. But as spectacular views of the city skyline. The others are Penfield Reef Lighthouse in Fairfield, Connecticut, Stratford Shoal Light in the middle of Long Island Sound between New York and Connecticut, and Canal Waterway Lower Entrance Light in Chazal, Michigan. Some of the lighthouses purchased in the past have been converted into private residences by people who want a unique living situation. I assume that there are people who have purchased those things and and made them into residences. But, you know, you clearly would have to be a person of means. Here's one that's been around since 1768, and I'm pretty sure that one needs a little maintenance. 1768, man. That's an amazing thing. I mean, 1842. Anyway, so let me say this. So Calvin, I was on the grill. I you know, prepared chicken for 253 people. And I was on the grill for the whole time. And I got to tell you, man, it's more than a notion to prepare chicken for 253 people. And I don't know how many hot dogs. But it was a worthy undertaking, as there was a community event where the entire community, many people in the community showed up, and a safe environment for children and elderly people to interact. It was and is what I think is missing, and that's brotherhood and camaraderie in a community like mine. So I'm honored to be able to volunteer my time and spend the entire day out doing that, and seeing kids smile and seeing the elderly interact with one another, man. That's what community is all about, and wherever community is, that's where I am. I got to tell you, there's two more events like that this year, one coming up on the 24th where I'll be on the grill again. But the worst part about it is, this past Saturday, it wasn't a lot of humidity, man. So it was kind of cool, man, to be on a grill with that heat and no humidity.
Yeah, at the end of the month, you might be out there in the scorch.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen, man. I already know what it is. But I don't think everybody who made the show go, man, really big thanks to my two guests. State Representative Evan Gorky, gotta have him back. He's, man, tremendous talent. And my longtime friend, Roger Quindell, who has supported me in a lot of different ways over the years. It's always good to have him on. But thank all of you who took the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Do it. Go on and do it. Y'all do it. Get it. Spread yourself. Spread yourself.
Radio keeps
keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're
ABC News. I'm Rena Roy.